Fallone says the court's dysfunction is exemplified by its inability to resolve a discipline case against Justice Prosser arising from a physical fight between Prosser and Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. But following a candidate debate in Madison this week, Justice Rogenczyk says she can resolve that issue by convincing the other justices to sign a statement calling that fight in the chambers inappropriate and promising the public it will never happen again.
The court has the inherent authority to discipline its own members. I wrote a memo to the court about that, and the letter was just my suggestion. I wanted to open a conversation about it. That's all I wanted to do.
But Rogenczyk says the election shouldn't be decided on this incident. She says she deserves another term because she has more judicial experience than Fallone, who's never been a judge. Fallone says regardless of experience, the court can't do its job if members are constantly at each other's throats. He says if elected, he'll push to have the court follow current disciplinary procedures that were bypassed in the Prosser case when a majority of the court disqualified themselves because they were witnesses to the fight.
The statutes themselves recognize that the procedures for disciplinary proceedings do not need to follow the same requirements as civil proceedings, and so that the disqualification rules don't need to apply. So I don't know what else you need to do. Let the process work.
The court's self-discipline will likely come up again when the two candidates appeared this Friday on Wisconsin Public Television. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.